everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. So I was watching, I'm not her biggest fan by any means, but I was watching a few of Fallon Taylor's YouTube videos. And in one of the videos that I watched, she was going through her feed routine. I think she had made some changes recently and was just kind of explaining what she feeds her barrel horses. And I was listening to it passively. I wasn't 100% focused on it, but all of a sudden I heard her say that she has a water filtration system for her horses. And that stopped me in my tracks, definitely caught my attention, because a water filtration system for your horses, like the water I drink here at home, like, I don't, it comes from our well. I've drank water out of a hose, the same hose that I use to fill the water trough for my horses. My horses do not have filtered water, is what I'm trying to get at. But it just goes to show you that there is a huge, like, there's a very high level of care that you can potentially give your horses. And if you look at the entire scope of the horse industry and people who own horses, there's this wide range of what people do to take care of their horses, from people who literally have their horses turned out all winter and don't see them all winter, to people like Fallon Taylor who give their horses filtered water. And this all kind of ties into me personally wanting to do better for my horses. So I'll just say right off the bat, there's nothing wrong with how I take care of my horses. They have good feed. I give them, you know, minerals to fill in any nutritional gaps. They have 24/7 fresh water. They have a shelter. Their feet get done regularly. They get their vaccinations and deworming as needed. If anything comes up, the vet is out here. They get regular exercise most of the year, outside of when winter's extra miserable. Like, so they have a good level of care. If you saw them out in the pasture, you know, they're shiny, they look healthy, they seem to act like they're happy. You know, they don't say whether they're happy or not, but they're good, right? Like, I take good care of my horses. And I know from what I've just seen over the years that my level of care of my horses is higher than other people. Like, to some people, how I take care of my horses, they would think I am excessive with how I take care of my horses, that maybe I baby my horses, whatever you want to say. But just for me personally, like, yes, my horses are taken care of, but I want to step it up. I want to step up my game. I think there's a few reasons why I want to do that. So one of them, I think, is just like personal fulfillment. I take a lot of pride in taking care of my things, whether that be my pickup truck, my house, my horses, right? Like, if I don't know, I like taking care of my things, and I take pride in, you know, putting a little sweat equity in, a little effort in, a little time in, and knowing that my efforts are the reason that something looks good, or in the case of my horses, behaves well, does well, is healthy. Like, I take pride in knowing that that is because I am a responsible owner. So that's, of course, a big part of why I want to do better when it comes to my horses. Another reason is just because I absolutely love my horses, and I would do anything for my horses, and I truly believe that they deserve the best. Do they deserve filtered water? I don't think so. I'm not going to be installing a filtration system in the barn anytime soon, but I do believe that they do deserve world-class care for sure. Junior has been with me forever, and he's done so much for me, and even though he's basically retired now, I still feel like I owe him so much for all the years that he's given me. And with Diesel, of course, I want him to last forever and ever and just be a happy horse for as long as he can be. And that's on me, right? Like, it is my responsibility. If I want my horses to have longevity and to have health for as long as possible, it is, to a certain extent, on me to ensure that that happens. And if you guys watched any of my videos from earlier this year, my word of the year for 2024 is better. I want to do better. I feel like I did skate through 2023, and I want to do better. And a big part of my life is horses, so I want to do better with my horses. So it's just tying into that theme for the year. So as I said off the top, like, there's, you know, giving your horses filtered water level of care. There's turning your horses out and not looking at them all winter. My level of current care is somewhere in the middle. I'm wanting to step it up from where I'm at. So as I said, right now, all the boxes are checked, but I just want to take it to that next level. So I guess we could start with feed. So right now, it's winter. My horses are 100% on hay for the bulk of their diet. And then they also get a bit of supplementation. So how could I do better in that area? I have been buying round bales for the past several years. The quality is extremely inconsistent. I'm sure if I tested, which I've never tested my hay, but I'm sure if I tested one bale and another bale from the same truckload, I know that the quality is going to be vastly different. I've also had issues with a bit of mold that I've had to pick through and dust and stuff. I know it's like, there is good hay in it, but there's also some that's not great that I don't want to feed my horses. I don't feed it to them, but I just want a load of square bales that are nice and green, smell great, and I know are the best for my horses. Because hay is the bulk of their diet this time of year, it's really, really important that I prioritize getting the best possible hay quality. So there is a good chance I'm going to try and source hay from somewhere else this coming year, because I definitely want to step up my game in terms of their forage. As far as supplementation goes, so I currently feed Hoffman supplements. I give them, both of them get the all-around mineral. Diesel gets a performance ration, Junior gets the senior ration. Caveat. I've been super inconsistent giving them their ration. First off, I'm not 100% sure how much I should be feeding. It's kind of been questionable given that neither of them are in training right now. And I'm not going to lie, I ran out of performance ration the other day, and Diesel's been eating the senior ration. So I need to do they need those supplements? And B, if they do need them, I need to be more consistent, more precise, all the things. Because if I'm just giving them stuff just to give them stuff, like, I'm just wasting my money at that point, right? Like, no one's benefiting from that. So, forage supplements. Need to step up my game. Next, we would look at the healthcare side of things. So, I'm trying to think if I even vaccinated my horses last year. I don't remember. I'd have to look at my records. Because, like, Junior hasn't been off the farm in 3-4 years. Diesel didn't come off the farm last year at all. So they were not exposed to outside horses. They should still be vaccinated. They got dewormed. But with deworming, I am really bad about, you're supposed to rotate your wormers, so you're getting attacking a variety of the parasites. I'm bad about going to the feed store when I know I need warmer and just being like, I think I gave that kind the last time, so I'll get this one the next this time. Like, I need to be more, I need to know what I gave last time so I know what I need to give this time. Just getting more, again, just more precision in the healthcare side of things. I'm thinking I'm going to talk to my vet this year about getting Diesel's teeth done. So this coming May, I will have had Diesel for 2 years. I have not had his teeth done. He did have his wolf teeth pulled before I got him. So he's at least had that done. But as far as like any ridges or any sharp edges that he might have, I don't know. And once a horse has a sore mouth, like, you don't want them to have a sore mouth. I would rather be more proactive on the dental side of things. And I do not get a horse dentist. It's kind of the Wild West. I get my vet to do a float. I trust my vet, especially when it comes to any sedatives, and I trust that he knows what he's doing. The thing that I like about my vet is he actually uses it's a manual file, I guess. Whereas back in the day, we had an equine dentist out. And I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent about this. We had an equine dentist out. She had like power tools, and my mom's horse, she sedated that horse so much. Like, bad news. Stick to a vet. I'm sorry for the equine dentists out there. You are like vets. Please use a vet. Anyways, need to step up my game when it comes to healthcare as well. Next would be kind of like the exercise section of things. So I guess we'll just quickly touch on Junior. Junior is retired, and I haven't been using him at all. That I feel like he could benefit from a little bit of movement a few times a week. So I'm going to try and, no, I'm not going to try. I'm going to start exercising him. We'll get through tax season, get through winter, and then I'm going to start with him. As far as Diesel goes, I need to be way more intentional. I want to start tracking our rides a lot more and like being more methodical about improving his fitness, improving his muscle tone. I feel like last year he did not develop muscle tone like I would have liked him to, especially along his top line and like getting him using his body, getting himself up underneath himself. And that's all just because of a lack of fitness. So really, really being intentional about that. Following a specific program when it comes to conditioning, as opposed to just willy-nilly, whatever the heck I feel like it when I go to the arena. I want to be a lot more methodical with his conditioning program this year. I think a big area that I do want to focus on getting better is Diesel's level of training and my level of riding, which I think are kind of intertwined. Diesel is not finished. He does not have a flying lead change, and he's not green. He's just not finished, right? I don't know if that makes sense. And I really, really, really want to work on putting those finishing touches on, which is obviously going to require more of me as a rider. And it's in regards to on the ground and under saddle. He needs to be better all the way around. And again, this is going to come down to really forcing myself to stick to a training program. I've flip-flopped so many times on whether I want to send him away for training. I really don't think it's necessary because, like I said, he's far enough along and I'm a good enough rider that I think we can figure it out, especially if we throw in clinics and riding lessons in there from an experienced trainer or coach. I really think we can make it work. It's just me being very, very disciplined to not do the same thing every day, and like forcing me out of my comfort zone and forcing us to get better, as opposed to like drilling the same things that I like to do, that we're good at, like really pushing the envelope, forcing us to get better. Another big piece is confidence. I think I've touched on it before in the podcast. I've struggled with confidence a lot when it comes to riding. I can deal with a crazy horse on the ground all day. It does not bother me. Like, whatever a horse is doing on the end of a lead rope, fine by me. I can handle it. When it comes to riding, I've struggled so much. And I think, well, I know, it's held me back a lot. And if I don't continue to improve in that area, it's gonna hold Diesel back as well. So part of doing better for my horses is doing better in terms of pushing myself outside of my comfort zone and like really finding strategies that will allow me to deal with those demons. It's plagued me for so many years, and I've kind of weaseled my way around them for far too long. And Diesel has so much potential, and I want to do things with Diesel. And if fear and confidence issues hold me back, I'm gonna regret that. I'm really gonna regret that. So that along with just being disciplined with the training side of things, those are going to be the two big pieces that I need to really, really focus on this year. If, you know, at December 31st of this year, I can look back, and if I've addressed those and I've stuck to it, I can say, yes, I did better for my horses this year. That feels like a lot. Like I said, the confidence thing has, it's taken the fun out of horses in a lot of periods throughout my life, through my horse career. And I think I owe it to myself to invest in the time, whatever I need to do to get over it. And I know it's going to be very uncomfortable, dealing with confidence issues, dealing with fear it's hard. I will say though, Diesel is good for it. Diesel, I trust Diesel. As young as he is, as inexperienced as he is, I trust him, and I know that whatever he's gonna do isn't gonna be that bad. I've had him, as I said, for almost 2 years now. I've seen how he reacts to things, and it's minor. So, like, I know that, and that helps a lot with my confidence. So I think I don't have far to go, but given that I've dealt with it for so many years, it just feels like a big hurdle. But I think if I just kind of am persistent with it, we can make a lot of progress this year. So that's kind of how I'm planning on doing better for my horses this year. I don't know. I posted a story on Instagram this evening. I don't know what it is, what has happened. I am so motivated to do the things with my horses now. Like, the fact that it's February is driving me bananas, because I want to be out in a dusty arena in the sun, working hard, making my dreams come to reality. For a long time here lately, it's been like 6 months, I've not been super interested in horses. I have not been motivated. I've kind of just been, again, skating along, and now it's like a switch went off, and I'm like, I want to be a world-class horse person. I want to like level up my game. I want to be at the barn 24/7. Like, and I'm listening to the horse podcast, I'm reading the books, I'm watching the YouTube videos, it feels good. It feels like I've come back to who I am, which at the end of the day is a country girl, a horse girl, you know, that 10-year-old girl who fell in love with horses, who had Young Rider posters all over her bedroom wall, and who read thoroughbred books and pretended to be, like, wanted to be a jockey when she grew up, or like that girl who idolized Scamper and Charmaine James, and who fell in love with Stacy Westfall's Bridalist Ride. Like, I feel like I'm getting back to that, and it feels really good. It feels really good. That's who I am. And every now and then I lose that, but it feels like it's back and it makes me happy. So if you haven't, be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to have.